yes, it was announced. Football! Sports! Usher headlining the 2024 Super Bowl halftime show. They're in Vegas in February. Made the announcement kind of clever ways. It was different, like, celebrities and stars calling him to tell him. Now, he basically gave the same lines in every single one. So it was like Usher recorded his part and then got they got everybody else to, like, record other parts.
Oh, it was a little obvious.
Yeah, it was a little bit obvious. But, like, Deion Sanders, Marshawn Lynch, who, you know, he's a famous former NFL running back. Deion Sanders, obviously, he's very viral now, coach for the University of Colorado. And Kim Kardashian was one.
Hello?
Yo, I'm in a booth. I'm going to call you right back.
Wait, can you talk?
Nah, I just got to put this one part down. I'm going to call you back.
Wait, it's Kim.
I'm at the studio, man.
I finally got the answer to those rumors.
It's not about me, it's about you. You're doing the Super Bowl.
Quit playing with me, man.
You're playing
the Apple Music halftime show in Vegas.
No, for real, don't play like that.
I don't have time to play.
One, I'm busy.
Yeah, and for one, she's not busy. She's just surrounded by people, like, doing her makeup and stuff, which is kind of, like, tongue-in-cheek, right?
Two,
you're doing the Super Bowl.
Are you serious?
Sure. Listen to me.
How you know?
I know everything.
I've seen you in Vegas twice, but this one's
got to be different.
Put that on everything.
I put that on everything.
Damn.
So it'll be like me, my entire family,
all my kids, maybe like 5 to 10
friends. Who should I
send my ticket request to?
I'm gonna call you back.
Wait, we'll be in touch.
I'm gonna call you back.
Yeah, so Usher is now the Super Bowl halftime show. Now, remember, he did make an appearance during the Black Eyed Peas halftime show several years ago.
Okay, so not his first rodeo.
But this is his first time headlining it.
Right, like, so he's got to get the order of the songs right. I'm going to go ahead and toss out a suggestion. I'm going to say start with My Way as first hit, and then you got to end with Yeah, right? You got to end with Yeah.
Yeah, and hopefully he's going to bring out Lil Jon. He'll bring out, like, Pitbull. He'll bring out some of those features that he's had, Ludacris, you know, to help him out with some of those monster hits, right?
Right.
Yeah, so
I feel like there's a lot of pressure, Usher. Don't mess it up.
Usher, I mean, Usher's a... He's been doing this since he was 16.
Yes.
I mean, so I don't think
he's a professional.
Yes, he's a professional. So who could possibly be upset at such a mass appeal, huge artist for the Super Bowl halftime show?
We'll find a couple of people. Right, just go to the Facebook page.
Yeah, so we decided to dive in and take a look at the Facebook comments on the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. This is one of probably 1,000 comments. Very first one from Keith R. We want Metallica! Thanks, Keith.
I feel like every announcement for the past couple of years, there's been a Keith.
Metallica!
Many Keiths.
Metallica!
Yes.
Tracy L. Wonderful! Another halftime show I will not watch!
Emoji.
Sorry, Tracy.
Yeah,
sorry.
He's not going to be tuning in.
Actually, it was boy Tracy. Tracy's not going to be tuning in.
Got it.
That's probably going to be hurting, I'm sure. Paula P. What is this, 2008?
Yes, Paula. We are. It's nostalgia. It's nostalgia.
Pamela G starts off good. I love Usher. But would it kill you to choose Foos, AC/DC, or Metallica?
Metallica again.
Of course,
yes,
Metallica.
She and Keith should
again
hang out.
These are the Facebook comments on the NFL's Facebook page announcing that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Denver L. Boring! Way to drop the ball on this one, NFL!
Wow.
What? Has he ever even seen
the ball?
Has he ever even seen Usher perform?
I don't know. He's pretty amazing.
He probably
amazing,
does.
Though.
Yes, right.
He dances and everything.
Robert G. Would have preferred Wayne Newton with a holographic Elvis.
Oh, my God.
Wayne Newton was just here at Urban and Beyond.
Oh, wow.
And look, Wayne did good, but
that's a different show, though.
But Wayne was getting up there, and Wayne,
yeah,
you could tell.
Listen, they want a little something more than someone just standing there with a guitar.
Or just standing there with a golden microphone.
We need a little something more. We need like a whole production. We need lots of things. There have been people like flying over the place and moving stages. We've had pyrotechnics. We need a spectacle.
Just a couple more Facebook comments on the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show. Shane S., NFL should be ashamed of itself.
Oh, wow.
After today's call and Chargers game on a turnover, that was obvious.
Oh, okay. They were upset about the outcome of the game. Looped that into this. Another failure.
You know what? I've got some attention here. I've got a platform, and I'm going to talk about a call that was missed.
I'm going to air all my grievances in one comment.
And finally, Dave H., under the NFL's announcement that Usher was going to be the Super Bowl halftime show.
Yeah, what's he think?
I guess Nickelback was unavailable.
Never made it as a wise man. Couldn't cut it as a poor man's theorem. Tired of living like a blind man.
Love it. All right, so there you go, NFL.
No, for real, though, that's got to happen at some point, though, right?
I mean,
like, Nickelback has to do it at some point.
All right.
Right?
So
I feel like he's got a point.
It's the halftime show, Usher edition. You can read more at WDJX.com.